Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Four senior law enforcement officials briefed on the matter say they have preliminarily identified this suspect as Shamsuddin Jabbar, with a date of birth of October 26, 1982. And they are still working on information about his background and potential travel history, and obviously investigating whether there is an ISIS connection here.
Wow. Some more reporting on what happened in New Orleans. Obviously, they do believe this is terror related. They found some IEDs in the area. I wanted to find out more details on this. And of course, being a member of the Odyssey family, we have a sister station, WWL, there in New Orleans. Ian Ozan is on the phone with us this morning, who works in the news department down there. Ian, how are you?
I'm well, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for giving us a minute this morning. I know you got a lot going on, a lot of demands on your time. Tell us the latest from your point of view with what the security challenges were the other night on New Year's Eve that we know of.
Well, the big issue was the bollards that typically would separate the Bourbon Street from some of the other access points, such as Canal Street, where Denjabar drove onto Bourbon Street. Those bollards were out of commission. They were being replaced ahead of the Super Bowl. Those bollards were about 10 years old, but because of debris like Mardi Gras beads and other issues, police say those bollards were not functional. That's why they were trying to replace them. So what police had yesterday, and what they've been doing consistently for the last few years, you had a police unit, an NOPD unit, blocking the stretch of the road, Bourbon Street, at those access points. And one of the surveillance videos that came to light late yesterday, looking out at Canal Street, you can see Jabbar in his truck creep up to Bourbon Street. He creeps past the cop car that's blocking the road. Then you can see him turn. He hits the gas, jumps the sidewalk, and then speeds down Bourbon Street. And that's where I'm sure most of the casualties came, because based upon the surveillance video, there have to have been 30 or 40 people at that intersection on the sidewalk where he jumped up and then made his way onto Bourbon Street. So at that point, the NOPD followed their plan. As Chief Ann Kirkpatrick said yesterday, we had a plan. Jabbar defeated that plan because he jumped the sidewalk. There's nothing there, whether with the barriers and the police cars that they used. Unless they parked a police car on the sidewalk, there was really no way that they were going to stop it last night.
So if the bollards were in place like they should have been, would they have gone to the portion of the sidewalk that he then used to get past the police vehicle? Like, would that really have made that big of a difference at this point?
It may have, because at that section of Canal Street, I don't know, because I don't ever remember seeing the bollards up in that area. But in other parts of the French Quarter, they would have, because the bollards do extend slightly onto the sidewalk to where you have to get around. Or I should say they extend into other parts of the intersection, where if you jump on the sidewalk, you're still going to hit a bollard trying to get back into the main road. But in that section of Canal Street, I don't ever remember seeing them up there. I'm so used to seeing that as a place where trucks can go down there, because remember, Bourbon Street has businesses, they have hotels, they have restaurants, so vehicular traffic is necessary there, especially early in the day as businesses are restocking.
Yeah.
So I can't say that I've ever seen bollards at that point. Now, there's one councilman, J.P. Morrell, who's a councilman at large, he says he's been fighting to make Bourbon Street a pedestrian mall, but he's been getting pushback from businesses and from some residents down there. But that idea now back on the table after yesterday.
Well, we're talking to Ian Ozan. He's with the WWL Radio, our sister station down in New Orleans. We appreciate his time this morning. So the I'm assuming, and I'm not pointing fingers here, but if he was able to drive around this police car, I assume the car was unmanned. They just parked a car there to serve as a blockade, but they didn't have these checkpoints manned. Is that something they're going to reconsider in the future?
Well, there was a police officer in the car because there was surveillance video. When he sees the truck pass him, he starts getting out. Now, what I'm not sure is if the gunshots I heard were him firing at the truck or that was somebody farther down Bourbon Street firing shots. But there was someone in the car, and based on how Jabbar crept up, the officer didn't suspect anything. Traffic on Canal Street was relatively heavy. There's a green light there. Traffic in that section of Canal typically moves slowly because A, pedestrian traffic, B, the traffic lights aren't timed well. Typical New Orleans. But in that situation, the officer was watching. It happened so quickly, I really don't think he had time to react to it. This is one of those situations where I think this is a plan. They had their best plan, but they weren't expecting the unexpected. Mm-hmm. If there's any fault here, it's that they didn't plan for something like this to happen. And to give the NOPD, to give the FBI credit, they've done a good job of piecing together some of the details quickly, getting that information to us. Obviously, there's some details we're not going to know because of the nature of the investigation. And I think the big question now is, A, why, and B, these four people that were seen on surveillance video placing what may have been bombs along Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, are they tied to Jabbar? And if so, what was their role in this as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my question. What's the feeling right now in New Orleans? Because certainly police don't think this Jabbar guy acted alone. Are people worried they're going to find more explosives? Obviously, you have the Sugar Bowl later on this afternoon. Your city's preparing for the Super Bowl in a few weeks.
I don't think that the concern today is that high. The messaging from Governor Jeff Landry and from Mayor LaToya Cantrell is legalized. The threat is gone. We've rendered these devices safe, i.e. they've blown them up, which happened yesterday. We heard explosions in the French Quarter, and it turns out that state police bomb squads and the FBI were detonating some of these devices just to make sure that they weren't anything. So the messaging is everything is safe. Go about your business. And for people who are in town for the Sugar Bowl, a lot of them that we spoke to yesterday were in their hotel room sleeping when this happened. They didn't find out about it until either they turned on a TV or we told them about it.
Yeah.
So they were going about their business as normal. And I think for a lot of New Orleans residents, I think they'll keep their head on a swivel. I think they'll be looking out maybe a little bit more than what they do, especially in the downtown area. But I think today, anyway, it's business as usual and wait and see what we find out today from the FBI and New Orleans police.
Ian, I got about a minute left here. I'd seen some reporting that they found one of these IEDs near the cathedral in New Orleans. Have you heard that?
I have not, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is. The cathedral's only about a block off of Bourbon Street once you get that far down near St. Anne.
Okay.
In fact, that lines up because yesterday the area of Bourbon that was cordoned off was from Canal, which is where Jabbar entered, all the way to St. Anne, which Bourbon St. Anne is about a block or two off from St. Louis Cathedral, so that would make sense.
Wow. Ian Ozan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. He is a news anchor down there with WWL, one of our sister stations in New Orleans. And good to get a feel from somebody on the ground. He said they don't feel that nervous about it right now, that it's now that it's over with. All right, quick break. We're going to be back after the top of the hour. Jim Talent, stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.